Look, when I say let that bastard die, I don't mean let the next sad asshole step into my place and keep him alive. Revenge is just making up for a costly delayed reaction, except with better planning. I've had a long time to plan my revenge. Every man and woman in the supply caravan rumbling through that ravine down there is in my way. So, they gotta die. From my hiding place in the crags, I count 5 wagons, each with 3 armed guards, all probably crack shots with those speed reload crossbows strapped across their chests. The train's got 2 horsemen at either end, all stout, solid, jackbooted Imperial leather daddies with broadswords bigger than they are hanging from their backs. Those guys don't worry me. That lean, hooded rider in the lead could be trouble, though. The one with a snaky, alert, no-bullshit posture atop that giant draft horse he rides. I'm not in the mood to see what engravings he's etched in the metal of his blade within the scabbard. Still, he's all weighted down in imperial regalia. And here's me, moving free and limber across the ridge, the way I like, wearing only cargo shorts and heavy-duty black leather boots. Maybe I overdid it with the night vision eye drops. I have to wear Wyvern rider goggles just so those wagon torches don't scorch my eyes out of the sockets. There won't be much honest fighting tonight. No one's up here in the shadowed ridges but me. Well, other than those scouts they sent to make sure the way was clear. But fuck those guys. They're dead. By now, I hear so are most of the citizens left in New Spirala. They spent the last few weeks starving without medical supplies. For a moment, I wonder what the place smells like by now. If I never smell New Spirala again, I'll still probably never get that rancid zombie piss stink out of my nose. This isn't about the smell, though. It's not about caring whether I am the good guy or the bad guy here. This is about what Priest King Makoze's betrayal cost me. This last month ain't been hard, sleeping in the caves and cliffside huts the locals used to inhabit. Locals I was first hired to fight off. I was good at it, too. There was a time the people of that city-state used to parade me around through the streets like I was some kind of hero. Even now, those memories are sort of nice. Such times now feel like a hazy past-life recollection. Like most people Spiralites move in with, those farmers and prospectors didn't much like it when their new neighbors started throwing their weight around. Can't blame them, but they're also the ones who kept trying to kill me while I was passing through. Mostly, they were descended from bandits who hid in the ranges, mated with whatever women they could steal, and killed off the indigenous pygmies. I don't know who the pygmies killed off whenever they settled the region. When old Priest King Makoze wanted to hire my sword and magic tricks against the local trouble, I said, sure, why not? I didn't mention what I'd really come looking for. Rumors went it was hidden somewhere in the New Spirala Temple, at least according to some drunks in that tavern in Finiston. Spiralite fighters are nasty pieces of work. Scarlet blonde holy warriors to the core, with no sense of humor. I wouldn't want to piss one off. But the ones in New Spirala were depleting like everything else here, so I came in handy. It might have been easier to make friends with the other side and just sack the damn place, but the Spiralites were the only folks for miles around with any good music. East Asterland really is that big a cultural sinkhole. The temple looked and smelled more like a rundown drink hall than a place for a priest king to hold court. You know how these crumbling civilizations get during those last gasps of fading glory. What I'd come for was there, though, somewhere. I could feel it. It was just a matter of proving my mettle, then holding the gig, gaining the pompous old windbag's trust so he gave me the run of the place. Then it would just be a matter of time and sneaky searching. After the first few skirmishes, Makoze really took a liking to me. Funny to recall, I got pretty fond of the old bastard for a while. When you spend your days running an under-equipped guerrilla counterinsurgency through barren ranges full of enemies who were born with the salty mescal dust on their noses, it's nice to have such an appreciative boss who likes to stay up, get you drunk, and shoot the shit with you.